It used to be that when you tried to get a job, you had to write a cover letter, put together a decent resume, and put on your best pair of khaki pants just to get the interview. And if you got the interview, you would have to smile and answer questions with adequate intelligence. And it could all add up to a messy, complicated, even expensive way to get a job, or from the employer's point of view, find a new employee. And that's why companies are now relying more and more on video games, big data, and online services to help choose their new employees. But some say too much reliance on digital information may be causing some problems. And to find out more, we're joined by Christian Codrington, the BC Human Resources Management Association representative. Christian, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for joining us. So can you start us off from the basics here? How are companies using video games and online data to choose their employees?
Well, we'll start with the video games because that's quite appealing. There have been, the example I bring up was NAC, a company out of San Francisco, have developed an application where people would go through various stages of serving people in a restaurant. The application is called Wasabi Waiter. And as they face different problems, they have to make certain decisions. And based on the decisions they make, the game records their aptitude in certain areas and creative problem solving. Well, Shell Oil found that there was a very high correlation between certain scores in this Wasabi Waiter and how people were performing in their jobs. And more we were seeing companies finding ways, creative ways to use games to determine people's aptitudes for certain jobs.
Okay, so that sounds like a fairly efficient way to find the few people in a crowd who have the right aptitudes for a job, if it works. Is it working properly?
Well, you know, I think with anything, we need to be cognizant of how it's being used. And when we over-rely on something that's new, or we over-rely on anything, we might tend to overlook some of the other skills that people can bring to a job. So some people, for example, might not be very well suited to play a video game. And we wouldn't want to necessarily make a determination of their promotional skills or their ability to handle problems simply based on their scores on a game. So we need to make sure that we're balancing how these new applications are being used with, say, some of the more traditional methods that you mentioned earlier, like the job interview or the reference check.
Now, I wonder how the online games and the data in and of themselves, because I take your point, you don't want to just rely on one system, but I wonder if it's possible to compare the different systems or methods. I mean, how would the games compare with the point system used by many companies to assess possible employees?
Well, right now I don't have the data to suggest that one is necessarily better than the other. I'm sure that the folks at the different game development places would attest to that. The high correlation between scores on their games and promotional abilities. But what we've got to see, not just the games, but with the increasing use of data out there, the volume, the speed, and the variety of different forms of information that people can use in order to make determinations about people is just increasing every day.
What about job retention? I mean, it's one thing to get the job or to find the right person at first, but I wonder about keeping them on the job and or keeping your job. I wonder how these data crunching methods of hiring someone might loan or help employers find long-term employees.
There's a couple of more simple examples where employers are simply looking at different sort of patterns to find what is working to help people stay. So, for example, the retention rates for people out of different educational institutions might be a simple correlation that a company is using to say, you know, we find that students coming out of this particular institution stay longer with us for whatever reason. And so there's an example, I think, where data is being used to try and find answers to help people or why people might be sticking around or perhaps leaving too quickly.
I wonder where you think all of this leaves the job seeker. I mean, right or wrong, you know, whether any individual company should be relying too much on some of these new methods, whether it's video game or various data crunching. I mean, is there a message in this for job hunters, given that companies are coming up with new methods of seeking the right employee?
The one thing that really sort of echoes for me is that you're always... there's a potential that you're always being interviewed, for lack of a better term. I mean, where, you know, where you're seeing the things being posted on Facebook or your Twitter accounts. For example, just making a claim on your benefits through an online service, feed data back to the company around particular usage. So all of those different data points are being used in different ways more and more today to make determinations about a large groups of people to see where their buying patterns might be, but also individual footprint. So I would say to many job seekers, be cognizant of your electronic footprint. That's going to be something that will be used both positively and potentially negatively.
Do you think most job seekers are aware of that now? I mean, it seems to me there's probably a big sense of surprise for people 10 years ago or so. I kind of presume people are savvy to that now, but maybe not.
No, I think people are savvy to it, but yet you see a lot of craziness still going on. So whether or not they're savvy to it and care, or maybe it just hasn't hit home yet, it is increasingly happening in the job market. And employers, on the other hand, need to be cautioned that, you know, we can't make, you know, rather sweeping judgments about people necessarily from a Facebook page. You know, people tend to put certain faces forward electronically that might not be truly representative of who they are.
So what's the bottom line then for employers? Do they really need a face-to-face meeting, the old-fashioned interview at the end of all of this, even if some of the new technologies are good weeding out tools?
I'm a big fan of the face-to-face. To, you know, we need to make sure that people are the right fit for an organization, and sometimes that's done best through discussion and a chance for people to meet with not just the person they're going to be working for, but the people they're going to be working with, other teammates, just to see that interaction. And that still goes a very long way in my book, as well as the book of many HR professionals.
Christian Coddington, it's good to hear on this from you today. Nice to talk to you right now. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me on.
Christian Coddington is the Senior Manager for Professional Practice with the BC Human Resources Management Association. Boy, things have changed from my days. I don't recall ever having to play a video game to get a job. Good thing, too. It's 13 minutes to 8 o'clock. This is On the Island on CBC Radio 1.